for the finest in community radio. This is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McAllegate, and we're going to start off this afternoon with a moving tribute to the late vocalist Joe Williams. And this is from Barbara Morrison. She has an album out that was released last year entitled Thinking of You, Joe. And we're going to start off with a piece called When Did You Leave Heaven? This is Barbara Morrison on this edition of In Transition.
missed you. Tell me, can you get back in? If I kissed you, would it be a sin? I am only human. But you are so divine. When did you leave heaven?
When Did You Leave Heaven from Barbara Morrison from her album Thinking of You, Joe, moving tribute to Joe Williams. And featured on bass there was the late Ray Brown. We've got music now from Ronnie Wells and Ron Elliston from their album Here I Am, featuring the songs of Ed Greenbaum. And this is their version of Me Worry.
Have you ever seen me worry? Have you ever seen me nervously biting my nails? Me worry, am I ever in a flurry? Wouldn't you agree I'm calm and cool, my cool prevails? Me worry, over just a little battle. Do you really think I rattle over minor details? If we ever parted, there's a chance that I'd be brokenhearted. But who worries, not me? Think I'd run all over minor details.
that I'd be brokenhearted. But who worries not me? Who worries not me? Who worries not me? Who worries not me?
That was music from Ronnie Wells and Ron Elliston, and we just heard Me Worry. Well, I just received a request from Sister Bernadette, who wanted to hear some music from Jane Bonnet. In the next set, we're going to hear not only music from Jane Bonnet, but music from Joe Seeley and Diana Krall, starting off with Besame Mucho from her album The Look of Love, and then we'll hear Dawn's Light from Spirituals and Dedications from Jane Bonnet, and we'll conclude with Joe Seeley's classic recording Africville and Dukes in Town.
Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo. Perderte, perderte después. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo. Perderte, perderte después. Quiero sentirte muy cerca, mirarme tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame, bésame, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo. Perderte, perderte después. quiero sentirte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después.
still aware. I ain't got long to stay here.
You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. We'll be right back. Well, that last set goes out to Sister Bernadette, who's an avid jazz fan, attending many of the Ottawa Jazz Festival concerts over the past years. And we just heard Joe Seeley from his album Africville and Dukes in Town. Before that, Jane Bonnet with Dawn's Light, and we started off with Diana Krall and Besame Mucho. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, and my name is Randy McElligott, and we're listening to some jazz this afternoon, various jazz artists, and one of them that I'm going to play for you now is a relative newcomer and a relative unknown. He's from Cuba. His name is Nachito Herrera, and he has a new album out called Puro Cubano, Live at the Dakota. And the Dakota is the Dakota Bar and Grill in St. Paul, Minnesota. This album was recorded last October, and it's quite a scorcher. He's a pianist and vocalist, and he appeared at the Bar and Grill with his band to a rousing reception. He left Cuba as a result of the all-star band Cubanismo. That was his ticket off the island, and he's been performing with them off and on. And he was also a star pianist with the band, and was also influenced by Alfredo Rodriguez, who was also a star pianist from Cuba as well. But we're going to listen to this great pianist, Nachito Herrera, play for us Dizzy Gillespie's composition, Night in Tunisia, the live version. This is Nachito Herrera from his album Live at the Dakota Bar and Grill in St. Paul, Minnesota. Thank you. That was music from Joe Henderson from his 1991 classic release, Lush Life, and we just heard Johnny Come Lately. And before that, we heard Cuban pianist Nachito Herrera from his album Puro Cubano, and we heard his version of Night in Tunisia. And it's funny, when I first heard this version of Night in Tunisia, I could have sworn that the band was playing with him, but it turns out that he was doing everything on the piano. Goes to show you that he's quite a powerhouse on the keys. And we're going to hear more from this talented musician and his band a little later on in the show. But right now, we're going to listen to some music from Ben Allison and Medicine Wheel from his album Riding the Nuclear Tiger on the Palmetto label. This is the title track.
Thank you.
That was Ronnie Scott live at Ronnie Scott's in London. And before that, we heard pianist Ahmad Jamal with Woody and You, a song written by Dizzy Gillespie. And we started off with bassist Ben Allison and Medicine Wheel from their album Riding the Nuclear Tiger. And we heard the title track. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. I hope you're enjoying the show this afternoon as we listen to some jazz, various styles of jazz. And we're going to listen to one of the predominant duos of the 1970s, one of the great session groups that played on many, many recordings were the Brecker Brothers, and we're going to listen to something from an album that they recorded entitled Return of the Brecker Brothers. Randy and Michael Brecker, who have performed on countless recordings and who have also carved a niche for themselves solo-wise on their own recordings. Randy Brecker, having appeared here in Ottawa a few years ago, gave an excellent performance with the Nepean Big Band. If I recall correctly, I was in attendance at that concert, and he performed some excellent tunes on trumpet, and we're going to listen to them here on one of them. It's entitled Song for Barry, and again, this is from their album Return of the Brecker Brothers. And then we're going to go back to St. Paul, Minnesota, this time with the band Nachito Herrera and his band from Puro Cubana, and we're going to listen to Rumba Africana. Thank you. there's someone that would fit in nicely at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival. Who knows, maybe next year. That would be nice if Jacques could bring him in. Nachito Herrera from his album Puro Cubano. And we just heard Rumba Africana. And before that, we heard the Brecker Brothers from their album Return of the Brecker Brothers and Song for Barry. Charnet Moffat is up next. This is a session that he did with Arturo Sandoval, a tribute to the great trumpet player. And we're going to listen to Jordu. Clifford Brown, of course, needs no introduction as the author of that composition. And this is Charnet Moffat's shining moment during this particular composition. And we're going to follow it up with Johnny Hodges, and a composition that he's well known for, Papa Knows. So let's start off with Charnet Moffat with Jordu. The unmistakable sound of Johnny Hodges and the unmistakable influence of Duke Ellington all over that last piece. Papa Knows, one of the better known compositions that Johnny Hodges was well known for. And before that, Charnet Moffett featured on the Arturo Sandoval, not the Arturo Sandoval piece, but the Arturo Sandoval record entitled I Remember Clifford, and we heard Jordu, composition from the late Clifford Brown. And some of you out there might remember Charnet Moffett's father, Charles, who recorded with the likes of Ornette Coleman, Dewey Redman, Carla Bley, and Prince Lasha. And Charles Moffett was a drummer who was very much in demand by most of the jazz musicians of his era. And of course, Charles Moffett was heard prominently on that last number, Jordu, as well as Kenny Kirkland on piano, Kenny Washington on drums, and Ernie Watts on tenor sax. We're going to hear now some music from pianist John Hicks and his tribute to Sonny Clark from his album The Music in the Key of Clark, and Cable Car, which was more or less a signature tune for Sonny Clark. And we're going to follow that up with Don Byas from an album entitled The Modern Sound, and his version of Billy's Bounce. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don Byas with Billy's Bounce, and before that, John Hicks with Cable Car, and the clarinetist I was trying to remember was Buddy DeFranco. Buddy DeFranco and Sonny Clark made not a hit out of it, but they recorded that together, Cable Car. That was from John Hicks' album, Music in the Key of Clark. We're going to go to France now, and one of the smoothest sax players that I enjoy listening to from his album French Ballads. This is Barney Willen with Autumn Leaves.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, we just heard some music from Andy Summers, Bemsha Swing, and before that, Barney Willen with Autumn Leaves. My name is Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Have a great week. Bye for now.